Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome you to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. And, you know, if you didn't listen to the yesterday's show, I don't blame you. I put out a lot of content. But yesterday's show, I talked about how starting in the morning, every morning, from now on, we're going to start doing the news of the day. So you know what? Decided to pull up the news of the day. And I think, you know what? Why not? Let's look at it, shall we? So first, let's look at what we got here. Literally typed in the search bar in Google, news today. So pretty on the nose. Let's look at what we got. Trump says he's considering ways to serve as a third term. Oh, for God's sake. Oh, God. Do I even want to entertain this? This is probably some fake news. Or if he said it, it was probably a joke. You know, like Obama. Except they would never say the same thing about Obama. Because Obama literally talked about how if he could have run against Trump the first time, he would have won. Oh, let's see. Oh, Palm Beach, Florida, the bastion of the truth. Let's look at this. Is President Donald Trump on Sunday said, "I'm not joking about trying to serve a third term." The clearest indication he's trying to reach a constitutional barrier against leading the country after his second term. He's not gonna do it, for God's sake. I can't believe people actually think that he's not joking. It's a fucking joke, people. I'm sorry. You know what? I won't curse. Won't do it. It's too easy. It demeans the message. There are methods with which you could do it. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, God. Oh, this is boring. I'm not interested. This is boring. Not interested. Musk gives away two $1 million checks to Wisconsin voters. Oh, God. Reuters, the bastion of the truth. You know, back in the day in Chicago, they used to give out little $2 things of cherry brandy to get the bums out to vote in Chicago, Illinois. So maybe Musk is learning from that book. For all I know, this is fake news. You know what? Let's look at it. Why not? I'll ignore my immediate desire to dismiss things as fake news because they sound ridiculous. High-profile judicial race. Oh, I see. Billionaire Elon Musk. It's funny how Musk has gone from, like, the man of the left to suddenly, like, the most hated dude on the planet. But it's really interesting to see his arc. If you're watching, like, an anime or watching a movie, you'll notice how there's a character arc. It's interesting how his character arc has taken a gigantic shift. Handed out two $1 million checks to two voters in Wisconsin and promised smaller payments to others who helped elect a conservative candidate to the state's top court. The Tesla CEO, a top advisor of the United States President Donald Trump, handed out oversized checks at a rally in Green Bay as he sought to drum up enthusiasm for a state Supreme Court election that's already the most expensive judicial race in American history. Blah, blah, blah. Don't give me the Walmart ad. Thank you very much. Musk said he will also pay supporters $20 for every voter who recruits. Oh, God. Dude. Okay, real question. Does anybody believe this nonsense? I really want to ask you, does anybody actually believe this? If it's true, it can't be illegal. Because I'm not talking about arresting him, are they? So if anything, if he is doing this, it can't be illegal. Otherwise, they'd put him away in handcuffs. They CNN, MSNBC, ABC, even Fox News would make sure to get every single shot they could of putting him in handcuffs and putting him away if in fact it was illegal to do what this article is describing. Pull a rabbit out of a hat, they say, is what they're afraid of losing the election. Well, you could argue that Trump's election in and of itself was a pulling a rabbit out of a hat, so there you go. You could go there. Guardian. The global stock market falls as new Trump tariffs loom. Stock market's going to fall during uncertainty. You know, personally, you know why I don't think Trump would ever run for a third term? Because he's become so incredibly unpopular due to all of the reforms he's trying to enact when it comes to tariffs. As a second-term president, he knows he can't get reelected, according to the Constitution, so he's not bothering. He's like not like the schmucks in Congress, who day and night will pass the buck, will day and night, will pretend like they don't, they can't do anything, or their hands are tied, or they'll pretend like they're trying. He doesn't have any reason to pretend to try. He can actually try, considering he is not trying to get reelected. It's kind of the beauty of a second-term president. They don't have to posture and position and pretend like they're, you know, solving a problem when they're not doing anything besides padding their own pockets, in my estimation. But let's look at the article. It says, stock markets across the world fell heavily on Monday after Donald Trump suggested that new tariffs were expected to be announced this week. They could hit all countries, in quotes. Shares fell Asia Pacific and in Europe, so basically everywhere. Okay, got it. Trump told reporters on Air Force One. Let's see if I can do a Trump voice. You'd start with the countries, especially other countries we're talking about. These tariffs or imports in the United States are due to be announced on Wednesday, which should be labeled Liberation Day. I wouldn't say that, but a lot of people might call it that.
I don't think that's that good. I'm not as good as a lot of other comedians who are great at mocking people's voices. I'm not that great, but I give it my best shot. Okay, is anybody interested in the money aspect of this? Because to me, I find this incredibly boring. So what, a couple millionaires and billionaires are losing their... a couple million dollars? I don't give a rat's ass about that. Let's go down here. Oh, Goldman Sachs. Oh, God. Goldman Sachs is one of those companies that everybody immediately know what you're talking about. It's like saying George Soros. Immediately, everybody knows. Oh, everybody immediately thinks Jews. Immediately. I know. I hate to say it. I know you probably felt really uncomfortable just now, but it's the truth. Goldman Sachs has raised its estimate for the probability of the United States recession during the next 12 months to 35%, up from 20% previously. Blah, blah, blah. Swiss bank cut its forecast. All right. I'm done with this article. It's boring already. Al Jazeera is about as real news as NPR is, in my estimation, or whatever Canada's state-run media outlet is. Al Jazeera is a state-run operation. It's not objective journalism. Not by a long shot. According to them, why Trump is, quote, very angry with Putin. Putin and who will... Oh, God. I don't get it. Why in the world do they think that it's bad that Trump and Putin get along? Can anybody explain this to me? Why do people think it's bad? I know people watch TV, they read a history book about the Cold War. Trump and Putin getting along is actually good for the world. I know that might go against what you hear, but it's actually good for the world, and I'll tell you why. When two major powers like Russia and America are not at each other's throats, number one, there's more peace in the Middle East. Number two, we're not risking a nuclear war. I can't believe I even have to say that. Do I need to jump into my background already? I served in the United States Air Force. I actually dealt with the nuclear program, with nuclear weapons, and we learned all about the Cold War. We learned all about what Russia has for stockpile, India, Pakistan, North Korea, Israel, the United Kingdom, France. You know, everybody that had nuclear weapons, we learned about them. It's actually good for the world when two nuclear powers are not upset with each other. I know that's crazy. I know that goes against everything the mainstream media is telling you, but it's the truth. Let's see, what's the next one? Atlantic editor Jeffrey Goldberg. Oh, I heard about this guy. I heard about this guy over the weekend. Says Mike Waltz lied about talking to him before the Signal scandal. Numbers don't get... See, the problem is guys like Jeffrey Goldberg are the kind of guys who really promote anti-Semitism in the world. And I know that hurts for you to even hear. I know it hurts for you to hear that, especially coming from me, but it's the truth. The problem is guys like him are the ones who promote tons of anti-Semitism by acting the way they're acting. In the same way that whenever you see someone who's black commit crimes, it makes black people look bad. When people who are Hispanic run across the border, it makes people who are Hispanic look bad. This is the kind of thing that makes Jews look really bad. especially to people who are already predisposed to hating Jews. Which is funny to me. Is anybody, could anybody really explain to me how in the world we went from the world being, like, the left went from being the supporters of Israel to all of a sudden they're the ones who are most anti-Israel and pro-Palestine? Can anybody explain that to me? I never thought I would see the day, truthfully, that we went from the left to, make no mistake about it, a lot of Jews are left-wingers. I've encountered them my entire life. And as someone who is of Jewish descent, I'm not Jewish by, you know, I don't practice Judaism. But as someone who has Jewish blood, supposedly, running in my family, I find it rather interesting to me that so many left-wingers are Jewish, but yet they seem to hate Israel. Like Bernie Sanders, for example. Bernie Sanders is talking about, oh, we want to make sure that Israel doesn't get more arms. Meanwhile, he was the most avid supporter of sending guns to Ukraine. Make that one make sense. He's Jewish, won't support Israel, but he'll support Ukraine, which in World War II was run by Nazis. Oh, yeah. Oh, you didn't know that? Uh-huh. Oh, yes, that's true. Go make that one make sense. All right, let's get back to the news. CNN breaking news. CNN has become a like an adjective for fake news, in my opinion. Oh my goodness. Okay, let's look at local news. I'm in Augusta, Georgia right now. Let's look at the local news for a quick second. Yes, the Masters. Everybody's talking about the Masters. The Masters are going to start here next week. Everybody's excited about it. Let's go to CNN. Why not? I love getting cookies for CNN and having their anti-Trump bull crap for the next God knows how long till I clear my cookies again. Let's look. Again, Trump, front page of CNN. Oh my gosh, that's shocking. CNN wouldn't stay in business without Donald Trump. Trump is set to gamble his presidency. Ugh. Anti-Trump, let's see. Anti-Trump. Everything's Trump. Look, Trump, 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 Trump. Oh, one thing that's not about Trump. Oh, Trump again. Trump again. Trump again. I swear to God, man. Oh, I swear to God. Everything on CNN is about Trump. 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 Supreme Court. Israel. Trump. Trump. Zelensky and Trump. Yo, man. You can't make this stuff. You can't make this stuff up, man. It's all about Trump. Every day and night. All these people want to talk about Trump, 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 Trump. I like Trump because Trump gets more women. Trump has more power and more money than me. Thank you very much. Like half of the left wing. Let's read some of these headlines. Supreme Court to hear first major First Amendment case. Okay, we'll see how that one plays out. What's this now? I don't even want to read any of these Trump stories. It's like only Trump. Kremlin responds to Trump anger remarks. Don't care. Trump accuses Zelensky of trying to back out a proposed mineral deal. No kidding. You mean the slime ball who's used to getting everything for free? Now all of a sudden when he's got to do something, he's trying to get out of it? No. I would never have seen that coming. Car tariffs. You know what's interesting about the car tariffs that I was learning about? According to what I've been reading, the car tariffs thing, when you import a car to America, you're not paying a whole lot of taxes. When we want to send cars we manufacture overseas, they market it up like 10% after all of the taxes and the tariffs and the fees and blah, blah, blah. A $30,000 car is going to be about $41,000 to $43,000 in Europe, in Africa, or in Asia. Pretty wild, isn't it? I know. That's exactly what I thought, too. That's exactly why we're not doing as well. And so when Trump is putting these tariffs in, he's putting them in because the problem is that we're getting cheated on the world stage. Let's go into NBC. Let's see what NBC's got for us today. Trump won't rule out seeking third term. Ugh, is this going to be the only story people are going to be talking about? I need to get my ad pop-up blocker, these parasites. Trump says he's pissed. Everybody has the same damn stories. Does anybody want to have anything original out here? Why is it? It's all the same stuff. These people are so incestuous. It's unbelievable. They all report the same damn stuff, and they want to pretend like they're all original, but they're not. They're only reporting the same damn thing. Let's go to the next. Let's go to Fox. Let's see if Fox is anything unique. Let's go to Fox News. Let's see what Fox News has for us today. All right, let's share my screen. Let's see what Fox News has. Trending. Trump's first 100 days. Doge, Department of Government Efficiency. Dems in disarray. I love how they're still pretending like they're objective journalists. I love how they're pretending like they're right-wingers. Fox is not right-wing. Let's see. Story. Trump's trolls liberals. No one responds to man's viral call to shoot ICE agents on site. Arrest them. Thank you very much. Where's Elon Musk cost-cutting tour? Dems slam Musk, but what they're doing behind the scenes says otherwise. Of course, even if they do support him, they're not going to say they do. What are you kidding me? They want to get reelected too. Anti-Trump comedian set to headline. This is a U.S. armored vehicle pulled out of the swamp as fate of four American soldiers are unknown. Okay, now I'm interested. Okay, now you pique my interest. See, the M88 Hercules armed vehicle recovery was estimated at 2 meters under 2 meters of mud.
This is a Major General.
Yikes, dude.
I'm the commanding general of the 1st Armored Division.
That's crazy.
And the soldiers here on site.
U.S. military continues efforts to find four missing soldiers.
By the commitment and dedication.
See, now this is an interesting story.
Lithuanian partners who are out here. We're on day 5 right now.
The M88
search and recovery operation.
Armored vehicle is carrying four American soldiers
from the start. We have people operating heavy equipment out here that have been on and off on the ground.
A little rotten here, if you ask me.
Through the night,
early Monday after sinking into the swamp last week. Fear the four soldiers remains unknown.
Level of commitment.
Armored vehicle pulled ashore 4:40 a.m. The tow process to complete. Blah blah blah.
We will not stop until we find our soldiers.
Lithuanian Polish troops aid in search and recovery for four missing American soldiers.
This is an enormously complex challenge, and we're looking at every available resource to help recover our soldiers and continue.
I'm actually kind of curious how this one plays out.
We just conducted
Army did not respond Monday morning
POW,
to requests for comment. Of course
Hawaii.
They didn't. Army's not
going to
tell
you anything.
They do a
lot of recovery missions.
They like to keep everything in-house, which I totally understand,
by the
way.
Just completed a similar mission in
U.S. Navy divers
we had our dive team talking
successfully
to their
attached two lines to hoist points
for digging through the mud as we continue to look for this vehicle and isolate it.
U.S. Ambassador
to Lithuania. And then hopefully extract it and recover our soldiers.
Okay.
But I want everyone to know that we are doing everything we can and bringing in every available resource.
Yeah, I'll spare you about the generals. Say the generals are mostly politicians anyway. In case you didn't know that. Generals, officers in general tend to be more politicians than anything else. Let's go back to Fox.
we could do our anti.
Taking care of this immigrant crisis. Let's see. Trump says tree planted by Andrew Jackson in the White House will be chopped down. Huh. Well, that's, I mean, I guess that's a good thing. Does anybody really care about that? If anything, I would say don't cut it down, because I'd rather cut the tree down put up by Woodrow Wilson instead of the tree by Andrew Jackson, personally, but okay. Musk's government crackdown saves billions of dollars. All right, I've had enough of Fox News. Let's go to a different outlet, shall we? One more. Let's see. Where should we go for the last course? Let's go to CBS. CBS News. Let's see here. Question real quick, just a friendly little question from Austin Creed. Pro-Palestinian protesters, let me ask you something. Do you know what Black September is? I ask because it's incredibly relevant to this conversation. I also have another question to ask. Why is it that you want to, first of all, if Israel is doing these things, which I have not found proof personally that they are doing these things outside of the people on X with Palestinian flags in their freaking bios talking about it, which I immediately dismiss. For all I know, you're a propagandist being paid by Hamas. Why is it that the same people who talk about they want justice, we want justice, why is it the people who want justice want Israel to be called out for their crimes, supposedly, but have nothing to say about Hamas, have nothing to say about the history of the region, have nothing to say about Black September, they have nothing to say about holding Hamas accountable for hiding behind women and children, using them as human shields, and setting up old men for a fall? They'll put weapons caches, they'll put weapons, they'll put sensitive information in universities, in children's daycare centers, in mosques. They'll put it there, put a camera like a block away, and be ready for when Israel bombs it, because they tell them in advance. They wait there, and they get ready, and they set the tripod up, and they wait. They wait for the boom to happen, and immediately they're like, oh, hey, look, they killed these poor children that we planted there. Or they'll fake it and then put like a, it's like a freaking TV ad. They'll be like, oh, look, there's a kid crying. Oh, it must have happened. I'm not saying it didn't happen. For all I know, maybe it did happen, but you take away from the truth. I did a whole, oh God, I'll have to pull it up. I might pull it up for the evening show. I'll pull up the different rules for wartime engagement of propaganda during a time of war, and how people get, how they turn people to their cause during a time of war. The 10 rules of propaganda. I did a whole Medium article about it back when I used to post on Medium and my page took off before they banned me for supposed hate speech. Meanwhile, they have all kinds of hateful things about Republicans on there because I still check from time to time. Anyways, enough of my personal grievances. Let's return back. Let's get back to this. Shall we? Let's look. All right. Thai officials be suspicious in Bangkok Tower. Okay. France's Le Pen found guilty of embezzlement. sickest patients face insurance denial. They won't help me. Well, it's almost like they want to make money. Wow. Shocking. Narc sub loaded with 6.5 tons of cocaine? What? Wow. Nice. Huh. Well, someone was having a good time. Oh, Trump White House. A whole section. Oh, wow. How special does Trump feel? My God. Trump says he looks to run for, oh God, again with this? Trump indicated he was looking for ways to serve a third term. Yeah, it's not going to happen. You and I both know it. You're just trying to drum a hatred against him. Thank you very much. Israeli officials furious. The Signal group chat exposed. Why does Trump want Greenland and the Panama Canal? Maybe because Jimmy Carter sold the Panama Canal for a dollar. Maybe he wants it back considering we helped build it. Greenland, do I even need to go there? It's very strategic. It's like Hawaii. It's very strategic in where it's placed. Crisis in the Middle East. Freed Israeli hostages describe the horrors of being held by Hamas. What did I just talk about? I just talked about this. People want to talk about how Israel is horrible, but then don't want to breathe a hoot about Hamas and how evil they are. But we'll ignore that for 2 seconds, I guess. Israel bombs Beirut for first time since ceasefire with Hezbollah. Bodies of Red Crescent medics found after Israeli soldiers fired at ambulances. Oh, maybe because there was probably a bomb in there somewhere, maybe. Because, you know, those wonderful people in Gaza and Palestine, oh, they're such peaceful people. Except for Black September, which no one's been able to explain to me yet why that happened or even what it is. I know what it is, but a lot of people don't know what it is. Black September, let me go down my last tangent rabbit hole for the day, for this show. Black September, for those of you who do not know, Black September was when, back during, I believe it was the first war between Palestine and Israel. Take some coffee real quick. A lot of the refugees that we're seeing now trying to leave Palestine went to different places in the Middle East. And one of them went to, not one, but one of the groups went to Jordan. Now, Jordan is normally a very moderate Muslim nation. They welcome them in. And guess what happened? Not long after they welcomed these people in, these poor refugees from Palestine, guess what they tried to do? They tried to overthrow the king of Jordan. Yes, you heard me right. They tried to overthrow the country that let them in. And it ended in bloodshed, in which the Jordanians then named Black September. So you wonder why you see a lot of Palestinian refugees not being welcomed into Egypt, or Jordan, or Syria, or Iraq, or Iran. And the reason is because of Black September, and they know that they're taking an active risk in letting these people into their countries, because for all they know, they'll be next. That's what they're nervous about. But anyways, my friends, I think that sums up a good amount for the day, covering the news. I actually kind of enjoyed this, to be honest. I think it's kind of fun. Anyways, let me know what you think. Let me know if you think my commentary is off. And like I said, on X, I'm on it. Every day, I respond to people's posts, I repost things. I think it's incredibly important for us to be aware of what's going on in our world today. Really easy to get under a rock or to just get the news we want instead of the news we don't like. In fact, my feed is actively set to things I don't like. Why? Because it gives me food for thought to think. I don't want to just hear that Trump is great or that conservatives are great. Or that Christians are great or anything else. I want to see the opposite side of the aisle so I know what to think about. I know maybe I'm missing something. Anyways, my friends, take care of yourselves, and I look forward to seeing you next time. Peace.